Well, let's go now to Washington, D.C., where snow is in the forecast this weekend. And if you've lived there, you know the city and the surrounding suburbs will come to a grinding halt, even with a dusting. Michaela Lefrak from member station WAMU tried to find some reason behind Washington's winter weather panic.
Shh. Can you hear that? It's the sound of snow not falling. That's happened a lot in Washington this winter. So far, the city's only had a total of 3 inches of snow. This is what the local news sounds like when the white stuff is forecasted.
Buy the loaves of bread now.
Right now, the calm before the storm.
We have a number of closings and early dismissals.
Mayor Muriel Bowser will deploy the D.C. snow team.
This could be historic.
Yep, the nation's capital panics about snow. We empty grocery stores of bread and milk, schools close, and the Beltway turns into a Hot Wheels pileup, all because of a dusting.
D.C.'s reaction to snow is unique.
Angela Fritz understands snow. She's a meteorologist with the Capital Weather Gang, and she's originally from Northeast Ohio, where they get upwards of 60 inches of snow a year.
By comparison, D.C.'s average of 14 inches per year is kind of laughable where I come from. And up in Cleveland, you know, 14 inches is a Tuesday.
She says the way we react to snow affects how she and her weather gang colleagues write about storms on their blog.
There will be times when we will see something in the forecast models and decide specifically that we aren't going to write about it because we don't want to start that panic just yet.
That's right. The meteorologists have to protect us from ourselves. But in our defense, Washington doesn't get as much snow as Chicago or Cleveland, so we don't have as much practice or as many snowplows. It kind of makes sense until you talk to people from cities that also get about 14 to 15 inches a year, like St. Louis. I called up Lewis Reed, the president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen.
St. Louisans, I don't see them panic-stricken. You know, if indeed there's a forecast for inclement weather. At the end of it all, it will melt.
The prospect of snow is no laughing matter to Washingtonians. But there must be some legitimate reasons behind our panic, right?
There are a lot of challenges associated with this region. And even that small snowstorm can have a huge impact.
Dean Hunter has number one. As a director with the Office of Personnel Management, he's the guy who decides if the federal government will open late or shut down for a snow day. That decision can cost around $90 million a day, so Hunter doesn't make it lightly.
We have a 24-hour situation room or an operations center, which is continuously monitoring anything that might affect the status of the federal government. So it's a flurry of information.
That information's coming from authorities all across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Plus, areas close to D.C., but a bit to the west, near the mountains, often get double the amount of snow as the city proper. And here's another reason, traffic. It's already hard to get around Washington roadways on a clear day. Angela Fritz of the Capital Weather Gang says, add in some snow and newcomers who aren't used to driving in it, and things get crazy.
Having all of these people out there on the roads, D.C. winters can be pretty rough for people. Even I have been stuck in this, so I always tell people, you know, don't feel bad. You know, it happens to the best of us.
Finally, since she's cutting us some slack, we should probably cut some for her and her fellow forecasters, too. D.C.'s temperature often hovers right around 32 degrees in winter. That makes it hard to predict if there will be rain, snow, or ice.
Sometimes forecasting here can be a little tricky, and there have been a couple of instances that can leave you feeling a little bit unsure about things.
So Washingtonians do have some good reasons, or excuses, for why a little snow can feel like a blizzard, at least in our minds. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lefrak in Washington.
And people, the snow could come late Sunday there in D.C. Buy bread.